Yeah, what's up?
Mary Buttermist. It's Buttermist today.
Okay, that's fine. It's Buttermist today. It's Buttermist? You mean it's Christmas. Buttermist Day. Yeah.
It's Buttermist. It's Buttermist. Peter. Peter.
Peter's sleeping over there. Calf.
Yeah.
Ow, that's my other calf.
Yeah, trying to even it out.
You're laying down.
Give me a good even roast.
It's Buttermiss.
Okay.
Morning.
All right. It's 6 a.m.
on Buttermiss morning.
Yeah, wake up. We have things to do today.
Coffee, our boss, is excited. You know, he's really excited.
We have a lot to get done. Can you come through?
Really excited for Buttermiss.
Wake up. Peter, stop it.
Gladly. All right, I'll call Theo here. It's ringing. God, I'm so tired.
Hey, Poppy. Nice outfit. Nice Buttermiss outfit.
It's nice.
Theo, you awake?
Yeah.
Theo, you awake?
What?
With these tasks.
Are you awake?
Yeah, man. I've been up all night. I've been re-editing the movie.
Oh, you're still doing that, huh?
Did you get these pants from Taipei?
Yeah, I wanted to put it out a director's cut. I think people would really gonna change their minds about this movie.
Was the other cut not your cut? Aren't you doing everything so it's already your cut? Should I not be saying this?
Yeah, but this time I'm more in character as the director.
Didn't they already put that cut out on streaming services now? People can watch it now, right?
Yeah, I put it out on my streaming service, and it's exclusive.
I don't think anyone's going
to
watch
maybe
it.
Maybe if you spread it out to other ones.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm putting out the director's cut now to kind of get the interest going again, because it's going to be like a Christmas Day release. I'm pretty sure there's not anything else coming out.
Wonder Woman's coming out. It's a really big deal. People really like it.
Oh, man. It's like 6 a.m., dude.
Dude, that's an old TV show. Nobody watches that.
What, Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman.
It's not a problem.
No, that's a movie. Those are movies. At least two movies, including one of her own.
This decade.
Yeah.
Wake up!
I'm sorry.
It's
Buttermist.
It's Buttermist.
All right.
Okay.
No idea. Day after Christmas.
That's just the day after. That's New Year's.
That's not bad. No, it's not New Year's, that is bad.
Yeah, after the 25th, it's New Year's.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad idea.
Watch Wonder Woman, and now they'll all be just, you know, they'll be having the Wonder Woman burnout.
Really?
That'll probably take longer than a day. I would go on New Year's. I would say January. Okay, sorry, Poppy. Sorry.
Theo, I need you to come back so you can start doing your job.
He's not coming back, Bobby.
He's not coming back, dude. He's not ever.
I know you own the building now and the company and everything.
Yeah,
but
thank you for saying it. You can say it again.
It's in last week's episode. You bought all the stocks from Demeter, and now, yeah, we get it.
It was from Theo.
It was from Theo? Wait, what did Demeter do to kick us out?
Dude, I don't know. This is a dream.
We have things to do today. I called you out here for a staff meeting.
Oh, yeah.
At 6 a.m., dude, we're not even open right now.
Shut up!
Sorry. Hello.
Alex, I need you to scrub the garbage room, okay? From the ceiling all the way down to the floor, okay?
No.
Yes!
No, not scrub. That garbage room has not been cleaned for decades.
That's true. Maybe that's why Poppy's
telling you to clean it. We squeegeed the juice from the garbage machine outside. That thing is just covered.
Clean it up.
I can't clean it up. No one can clean that up.
Peter, I need you to salt and shovel outside.
There's no snow.
Poppy, there's no snow outside. Why would I just salt the concrete?
Yeah.
You're supposed to do it every year, and it should be done.
It's a waste of salt.
There's no snow on the ground, Poppy. What am I going to shovel, dirt?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm not doing dirt.
Why would you have him dig holes in the back?
No reason.
Oh, God. Okay.
What the hell?
Okay, we are not doing
whoa,
that
whoa,
either.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What do you
Poppy,
need to...
Do you have genuine, actual work for us to do?
You scrub the garbage room. Peter, you shovel and salt outside.
Poppy, you do know it's Buttermiss and or Christmas. They're both the same
day.
It's a national holiday. We don't work on Christmas.
Buttermiss isn't a federal holiday.
I'm not shoveling. I'm not doing it.
I celebrate Christmas, though.
Uh-huh. But Buttermiss is totally different.
No, it's about religious freedom. I get to celebrate whatever I want.
Nope, not at the theater by the theater.
Just because I live here?
All right, Poppy, this is ridiculous. We're not doing this.
People can celebrate what they want. It's called Happy Holidays. We just happen to be celebrating Buttermiss for you and the other creatures because of the magical butter.
We don't know where it comes from.
Poppy.
Theo, I need you to come down here and repaint the walls.
Poppy, this is usually the kind of thing
paint the walls.
No, dude. They still look like the circus from when that one guy painted it like the circus.
You have to come back and paint.
Poppy, can I ask you something?
No.
You have something to tell us, you so-and-so.
I have two things.
Uh-oh.
One of them. today.
Yay!
The Christmas Carol.
I thought it was going to be
Christmas
Shop of Horrors, but okay.
You say Christmas Carrot? You mean Christmas Carol?
Christmas Carol, yeah.
Yeah, Christmas Carol.
Okay, it's Carol.
What is it? What do you mean?
The one you had, it's that Stooge dude?
No,
Stooge.
Scrooge.
Scrooge. I wrote him as Stooge.
No, it's Scrooge. No, the Stooge is other. There's other people.
That's
no.
not the right thing, Poppy.
No, Scrooge is.
You're going to perform a little play for us?
Aw.
Like, who else is going to be in it?
We got Bonnie Reese.
What?
Puppy's gonna be there.
You guys are working together to make a little pageant for us for Christmas, Buttermiss?
Maybe.
Buttermiss? Oh.
It's Buttermiss.
I celebrate Christmas. Everybody celebrates. It's Buttermiss. I only can say Buttermiss here. All right. I'm fine with that.
I don't know. Just do whatever you want.
I'll adhere to whatever's told to me to do.
I'm gonna go back to bed. Is that all?
No.
There's one more thing. I forgot to mention.
Yeah, you have one more thing.
2 weeks ago. Hey, pay attention. Give me those snaps.
Was that Chewbacca?
Oh, wow, it works.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, some babies were dropped off at the theater. And we kind of raised them.
Babies were dropped off at the
theater?
What
the heck are you talking about? What do you mean? You don't just pick up some babies.
Is there a note or anything?
There was a note. I don't know. I kind of skimmed it. And then I threw it out.
Did you poop schmiggle the note? Give us the note.
I don't know how it is.
This has been different. Who's babies? No, I want to know how have you been taking care of two babies in this theater for a week without us knowing about it.
Dude, this is insane.
How is that possible?
It's possible.
Okay, fair. I believe you. Second of all, where was the note? Give us the note.
Well, they said that you were Keith and Gary.
Oh my God. Keith and Gary?
The two guys you turned into babies?
Yeah, like a couple months ago, right?
It was a few months ago, yeah.
That was the Lovebirds episode we did.
That movie.
And they broke into our theater, and they were trying to do their own theater.
They beat the crap out of Peter.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
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 And you poured my bucket all over them.
Uh-huh. And then I turned them into babies.
Yeah, and then we gave them to the mom. I gave them to the mom. Yeah, so she gave them back.
Well, the mom didn't want them.
She did. Well, of course she didn't want them. Who'd want to raise two babies during a quarantine and a pandemic?
Not me, and I guess we have to now.
We have it. Poppy has. How have you been keeping two babies alive?
All the theater creatures have been taking care of her.
The theater creatures?
Uh-huh.
So wait a second. Uh-huh. These two babies think they're theater creatures?
Uh-huh.
So you adopted
it's not just that.
You adopted Keith and Gary,
hang on, how
the movie house bros, who broke into our building for money because they wanted to continue their business, only to have us turn them into babies after we capture them and send them back to their mom, of which they did not have the best relationship with. And
you've been
taking care of them as babies this entire time. Have you been giving them more butter? Are they still babies?
Oh my God! Please tell me you've been giving them butter.
Poppy, you know if you don't give them butter that they just grow up again?
They're going to grow really fast if you don't give them butter. Wait, this was 2 weeks ago? And they were babies and you didn't give them butter? How old are they now?
I think they're 14.
Oh, Poppy. Oh,
jeez.
How have we not heard 14-year-olds?
This is messed up.
Where are they? This,
oh, my God. They're going to have to go through so much therapy.
Oh, God.
Where are they?
Wait.
Get over by the candy room. We kept them in the candy room so they wouldn't come out and wreak havoc in the theater.
So they've been legit raised by candies for the past 2 weeks. From babies to 14.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's the worst that could happen?
A lot of things can happen, dude. First of all, they're two people, and there's many ways to
kill. They're not people
there's
anymore.
A lot of ways to kill a person. There are thousands of ways. In fact, I'd say let's make a show about 1,000 ways to die.
It's a show.
It is a show.
It is a show.
It is a show.
So maybe
1,000 ways to lie.
Maybe they might think that they are, Buttermiss Candy Elves.
Are you kidding me?
Huh?
You have these 14-year-olds who think, oh no.
Did you raise these guys to think that they were Buttermiss Elves because it just happened to be during the Buttermiss season?
Maybe.
And you love Buttermiss and you pushed it on him as a joke and it went too far? Okay, God. Okay, Peter.
What are we going to do?
We have to get
I can't raise a kid.
I can't raise an elf.
Oh, they're not elves. Are they elves?
They're not. They think they are.
Do they have little pointy ears?
I don't know. They're humans. They just think that they're candy elves. We don't even have candy elves, man. We made up the entire Buttermiss thing in the first place.
We have a decision to make, Alec. Either we leave
them. All right, fine. I'll get the axe.
No.
All right.
That's plan 3. Plan 1.
Okay.
We leave them in the room, and we just don't really...
Well,
do anything.
We eat candy.
We just don't do anything.
They'll other eat... candies are in there that we care about and have emotional stakes in.
They'll just eat the candy eventually.
I don't want them to eat the candy.
That's... I don't
I want to eat the candy.
I don't want... Okay, that plan sucked. Let's not do that.
That's a horrible
plan. Two...
We're still very close
plan
to three.
Plan two is we...
We'll get close to that axe.
No, no, don't get the axe. All plan right. three is we just open that door and we try and deal with it. So we have plan one, okay? Mm-hmm. No, no letters in here.
Okay.
Plan one.
A.
No.
A.
Plan.
Wait, I'm writing this down.
Plan one.
Write it down as A, though.
Plan one, we don't do anything. We just let them eat the candies and they'll rot away and die eventually.
I mean,
I don't want to do that.
Their teeth will rot away.
Plan two is we open the door and we deal with the problem. And plan three is we get the axe. Wait, what do you need the axe for? I was saying get the axe in case we don't have the keys to open the candy room.
Oh, I was going to bust down the room with the axe.
Right.
Right.
So maybe plan four would be kill them with the axe. Okay. Let's not jump to that. If we have to, if they're just savages, we might need to just pour a bunch
of... They're not savages. They think they're elves. And you know what we told them about the elves, man. They're like normal Christmas elves, but like these guys can't... They have problems, man. How are we going to snap them out of this?
Oh, we could show them the movie. We could show them the movie Elf. We could show them the movie Elf.
This is the movie Elf.
I disagree. That is not a good movie to show someone with mental issues.
Of course it's a good movie to show people.
Well, I watch it every year and I have mental issues.
Why? Because he actually solidifies the fact that he's an elf at the end. We'll just cut it off before the end. Or we may enjoy it so much that we watch it to the end, like every time we watch Elf. I don't think that'll happen.
Let's tell them to close their eyes, right?
And ears.
And mouth and nose and knees and toes?
And shoulders.
Yeah. You can't close someone's shoulders.
You can't close toes and knees.
You guys are dismissing the whole point here. I have a play to do.
I can't scrub the garbage room.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You probably could if you really want.
Stop it.
I have to go. I have to go finish up.
No. You're going to take us to the... You're going to take us to the candy room, Poppy, and you're going to tell us what the deal is here. Fine. Go enjoy your play. I'll see you later.
Poppy.
See, it's all about the tone that you use with him.
You just let him walk away. No, you let him walk away.
Peter, I'm telling you how to deal with Poppy.
No, you're telling me how to...
I'm using an adult tone to tell you how to deal with Poppy.
Poppy used you. Poppy used you. Poppy used you.
No.
To just walk away.
I let
him
walk away.
Open the candy room, dude. Get the keys. Open the candy room.
This isn't an axe.
Those are keys. Open the candy room. Let's open this thing.
You are just you are not a fan of spectacle. You're not a fan of dramatics.
If this is a dream,
Jack Nicholson, it's gonna be a big thing.
Here's
Santa. Cause make it Christmas scene. All right.
Apparently it's Butterman. I don't know if Santa exists in Butterman.
I'm gonna get this in there.
You're just jamming the keychain into the thing. Open the door. There you go. Just open the door, dude. This room is ginormous. Why are you... Hey Keith and Gary, are you in here? You flip on the light. Hello? Oh my god, Alex, they're right there. Oh my god, they are. Dude, they are Buttermiss Candy Elves.
Oh yeah, the Candy Elves. I sucked at that, sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, hey, Peter. Hey, Alex. How you guys doing there?
What are you doing
there? Oh, guys, we spent almost 2 weeks. We grew up so fast.
Oh, we remember what you guys look like, okay?
All right, guys. I think we can easily explain this on the count of three. You guys ready?
I think we got
Alex, this. Theo, are you ready?
I guess.
All right, on the count of three. One, two, three. You're adopted.
You're adopted. Oh.
We're not adopted. You don't know what you're talking about, Keith. Okay, Keith, gotta calm down there, Keith. You're doing it too. It's a hard news, I know. It's that, we're getting used to it.
We're Buttermiss Elves, and you know it. You just
we're Buttermiss Elves.
You guys are just being meanie bastards.
We're Buttermiss Elves. You don't know what you're talking about, Keith, your soul. Okay, Keith, I get it. Just calm, Keith, here you go. Okay, I'm gonna...
Hey, what are you doing? I'm a candy cane.
Oh, is that a candy cane there? Oh, right there. Okay, that had to shut him up for a bit. Okie dokie.
Well, that was an episode. We didn't mean to hit you with that hardball, but you guys got to understand.
We're very abrasive about it, though.
I know, but
that
there's
was your
only
idea.
There's only one way to do it. You can't let someone...
It's a pull a Band-Aid.
Yeah,
moment,
you gotta rip that Band-Aid
off. I do
gotta
say, the three of us really did know what we were talking about in that moment. We were all on the same page.
All on the same page.
About ripping the adoption Band-Aid.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
It was more like a...
We're not adopted, okay?
It was like a piece of duct tape. Yes, you were.
We're not adopted.
We'll get there. We're gonna show you a movie, okay? Let's just cut to the chase.
I don't wanna watch a movie. I wanna celebrate Buttermiss. You want to celebrate Buttermiss with Keith here? We were raised in this theater like all these other candies.
You guys got games on your phone?
Keith, why would you care about games on people's phones
I'm
here?
I'm 14.
He's got a point. Alex, stop laughing, okay? Laugh at him.
These guys are just in trouble, okay?
Yeah,
we have to somehow get him out of this. I'm not raising these two idiots.
I'm not.
Don't call me. It's in the right here.
Hey, you know?
some fun with his joke. Come on, eat your okay, that's too far. I'm sorry. Too far down your throat.
Don't choke on the Candy King. We're going to show you a movie, okay?
It's a really good movie.
We're going to show you this movie.
It's called, a comedy.
It's called Elf, all right? We're going to sit you guys down.
Oh, I'm going to watch a movie there.
Oh, I like movies.
Okay, I like movies too.
Okay. Is there games on the movie?
Can we show you some of our Buttermist stuff? Well, we're really good Buttermist.
You guys got what now?
Well, we understand
you. Guys got, wow, you guys are really good with
that. You're the only humans we've ever seen here, and so we think that you are obviously
well, you saw bosses. Us. You saw us before you were babies.
It's Buttermist morning. We've got nothing done. No one's told us what to do.
You were babies twice now, okay? Before this, you were human beings, as you are now, but you had a mom. She's still alive. We have to go and find her for you, okay? You have a mom, a mother, a human mother, and I don't know if your dad is human or not. He was never in the picture when we were around.
Ow! Ow! My brain hurts!
Oh, my head!
Oh, my brain!
I think my noggin's cracking
so
open.
Much information!
Okay, calm down.
Oh, my
God! It's all right. Here, calm down. Look at me. I'm doing a happy dance.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Happy dance.
I like being happy.
Happy dance.
That's
all right.
Pretty good there.
Okay, we're going to go watch a movie called Elf about a guy who thinks he's an elf, but he's not actually an elf. All right, let's go. Come on.
That responded. All right,
let's go.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, all right.
You guys do that. We're gonna do a commercial from our sponsor right now. We'll be right back.
But we've got chairs to clean. Buttermist.
Gary.
We gotta polish the screen for Buttermist.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna wait. Hmm. Oh. Here's Candy Cane's real good.
And here we go.
Wax on.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Wax off.
I will look for you.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
I will find you.
Are you incapable of restraining yourself, or do you take pride in being an insufferable know-it-all?
And I will kill you.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Somebody peed my pants.
You are a sad, strange little man.
He's had a change of heart.
A lot of good that'll do him. He's still got the same pace.
All I know is that first, you've got to get mad!
Ah, a fellow checker, eh?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I'm very happy about that.
Surely you can't be serious.
What do you want? You want the moon?
You get nothing!
Nothing? Nothing? Nothing, tra-la-la.
I drink your milkshake.
Gotta hit the spot.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Wow.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
All right, I'm in.
Hey, Peter, hey, Alex.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up,
Bobby?
Wondering, maybe you could do a song about Buttermist, the story of Buttermist.
I can. You really want us to? Do you want to do that?
I'll do that.
Yeah, do you want us to do that?
You sure?
Maybe.
Are you asking us as a favor, or are you telling us as your boss?
Maybe. I'm telling you as your boss to do it. Get it done.
I know you wanted that. I'll give you that opening. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. All right.
All right.
From the top.
Me.
La, la, la.
We got this.
Buttermist is the time of year where everybody spreads their cheer. Would you like real butter? I would like real butter. We would like to share Buttermist with you.
What, Poppy? What?
What?
No, it cannot be that.
What?
It has to be good.
Oh, so yeah, we're trying to be good.
Ouch. We're trying to, we're figuring it out, man. This might just be the first take.
He doesn't
know.
Have a lot of instruments.
I literally have a fork and a knife and a bucket in my hand. And it's one of Alex's buckets.
I don't care. Just do butter.
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 Mom, forget it. Forget it. I have to go work on my stupid pageant. I have to go. I can't do this. I don't have time. Just figure it out later, okay?
We'll get
okay,
back to you.
We'll all right, we'll get back to you then.
We'll troubleshoot.
Yeah, we'll troubleshoot. We'll like the guy's an elf, you know, where they're like trying to figure out
trying to figure out the story.
We got a butter.
A tomato.
What?
In a farm.
Huh?
Really vulnerable.
No.
That was like they said in the movie.
No, but buttermiss.
He walked away. He's not listening to us anymore.
Well, we still have to work on this. Even if he's not here.
Okay.
Or not.
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. Buttermiss.
Tomato thing. Not a good idea.
Potato.
That's vulnerable.
Yeah. Real
butter.
And we're back on the Real Butter Buttercast. What's going on, Butterheads? It's only been, I don't know, a couple minutes for you, but since then we watched.
Do you want to do the intro?
It's been
a long. Sorry, I know that was you're really excited about the intro.
I don't want to do the intro. I don't. Can you give me a break, man?
Sorry,
you're just supposed to give a guy a break. I was gone. Right, I forgot.
I'm at Kit Kat bars.
I was gone.
That's right. We were gone. We're out of practice. Well, you know, you can do it.
Okay. Here we go. Coming to you from the
1, 2, 3. Go.
Come on, man.
Do it.
Coming to you from the. Isn't there a quiet and quarantine somewhere?
Yeah.
All right, coming to you from the quiet and quarantined employee break room of the quiet. Dang it, that's what it is. Coming to you from the dimly lit employee break room of the quiet and quarantined Theater Brothers Theater on the garbage street outskirts of a minor lockdown American city. This is the Real Butter Buttercast. I'm Peter Theater. Well, that's where Theo Theater would be. Wow, we're really out of practice. It's been a while.
Sorry, I thought that's where. Okay, no, yeah, that's me.
Yep. Yep, that's
honestly,
you.
I thought maybe I you would let me go first because I'm older.
That's never how it was.
Maybe at the start when you did the intro, but then you made me do the intro since you left. And that's Alex,
the projectionist.
All right.
And I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not that energetic though. All the time, I'm actually pretty tired because those kids are a lot.
That was a lot.
Those kids are a lot.
We had them watch the movie. They didn't really process it, so
they got it a little bit.
So we told them that they should go set up for buttermiss and do some Christmas decorations, and they have time to think. You know,
not a buttermiss decoration.
Give them time to themselves and think. We're not up in their faces.
I don't know what those candies taught them, but they have an exceptional work ethic for doing. Everyone's chores, and now everyone just seems to be lazing about. Mappo's got a gun. I don't know how Mappo has a gut, but he's got a gut.
Oh, I thought you said a gun. I panicked for a second. No. Mappo's got a gun. I was like, whoa.
I trust Mappo.
With a gun?
With a gun?
More than I trust you guys.
Oh, stop.
Oh, Theo.
Plus, he knows Taekwondo.
Guys, this is our first official Buttercast back in back.
Up top!
Up top!
Top! Yeah, up top! Top! Top!
Come on, a crisp one.
Up top! Yeah,
a crisp one.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Okay, so yeah, we watched Elf.
Elf.
I watch it every year.
Do you watch it every year?
I watch it every year.
You were really excited about
it. And it came out when?
2004.
Three.
Thank you.
And that, my friends, was an okay year.
It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Nothing special happened that year.
Yeah.
But,
well,
there's a lot to talk about in this movie.
Gotcha.
It's a new one.
It's gonna happen every time I say butt, right?
Tur.
Damn it. All right.
Tur.
Tur?
Yeah.
Hardly knew her. I would say. Okay, so you were really excited for this movie.
Yes, I love this movie. I watch it every year, and ever since it came out, it's been a hit for me. And Jon Favreau, as we know.
Johnny Favs.
Is this a haiku now? Did I make this a haiku?
I don't know.
Okay.
Beyond it now.
Who knows?
Favreau, who knows Disney?
Yes. Favreau sold his soul to Disney, as we all know. Dang it! I'm just kidding. He's doing a great job. He's an all-star. He's got his game on. He's out playing. And this was, he made in, what was it, 2001? Space Odyssey?
He went to Hollywood, and his first noticeable role is playing the best friend of Sean Astin in Rudy. Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
Vince Vaughn is also in that movie in the background there, too.
Yeah.
They then became best friends, and he would go on to write the movie Swingers, which would be directed by Doug Liman. They'd go on to be Edge of Tomorrow and a big Tom Cruise director these days. But Swingers was written by him. It showcases both him as an actor and a creative. I gotta say, the bit where he meets a girl at a club,
mm-hmm.
Gets her number, then goes home, calls her immediately, screws up the message, and then keeps calling her to fix the message until her box is full. It's heartbreaking. Oh, it's so hard.
I haven't seen that.
A lot of people are in it. Vince Vaughn is great. Ron Livingston's in there.
Nice.
Heather Graham, Annie from Twin Peaks is in there.
Oh, cool.
And it's it really put him and Vince Vaughn kind of in everyone's eye line.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be until 2001 that he would make his first movie with me.
That wasn't a good year.
It was not a good year. But for Vince Vaughn, he had already been starting to become more and more popular because he was in the second Jurassic Park movie in 1997.
Was that the one with the pterodactyls? Like the prominent ones?
No, that was the
one.
Was
that the third one?
The second one.
Huh.
The one with Jeff Goldblum as the lead.
Oh.
And he's got the daughter and his girlfriend.
All right. And that's when the dinosaur came back to...
the civilization, the T-Rex.
Yes, yes, that's right.
It's the poor dog.
So Swinger's got Vince Vaughn. So the Swinger's got Vince Vaughn Jurassic Park. He would later be in like Gus Van Sant's Psycho, Domestic Disturbance with John Travolta. He would work consistently. And there's a couple indie ones in there I suggest people look out for. But in 2001, they both got together again to make Made by Jon Favreau. He wrote this, but really it's incredibly shaggy. And it's very, very kind of like improv. There's a lot of improv, mostly by Vince Vaughn, but it's about two guys who are, it's like low grade criminals. They get asked by a crime boss to go help them with something, and they just screw up and bone things up at every turn. Vince Vaughn is the worst best friend ever. I remember watching it being like, I don't know how you could ever be friends with this guy. This movie's whatever. Watching it again for this, Made is actually really good and really funny. It's got people like Sam Rockwell in there for like 2 seconds. Ooh. Like, there's some great, cool. Like, P. Diddy is great.
P. Diddy.
He's so good in it. It's got Faison Love, who also plays the boss in Elf.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of people in it.
It's all coming together.
I forgot her name, but she was Jimmy Fallon's boss in the movie Taxi. She would later go on and she was on like Spin City. I forgot her name. There's a lot of people in it. It's really good. Oh. Famke Jensen's in there. Made is super, super, super funny. And I highly suggest people watch it. But I think it's really funny that this very, very shaggy John Cassavetes film is the first one made by a guy who would go on to make some of the most specific machine-driven, systematic blockbusters. Yeah. Not in a bad way, but like he has to oversee every single detail rather than just have the cameraman roll while Vince Vaughn just doesn't shut up.
Right.
And it's so crazy because the next thing he would make is Zathura. So Made is...
Holy guacamole!
No, I'm sorry. No, that was the third movie. He made Made in 2001, then he made Elf. Elf is the second movie he's ever made.
Yeah. So it made Elf Zathura?
Zathura was the third one, and then he would go on to Iron Man. So he went from Made to Elf to Zathura to Iron Man. So now we know... I don't know. I don't agree with Favreau's take on Star Wars opinion-wise these days. The Mandalorian is obviously amazing. Everyone loves it. I don't think that it's going to be a bad show when I watch it, and I haven't yet. But he has spoken out for Rise of Skywalker and against Last Jedi, and I'm just not part of that crowd.
I don't really care.
But I like the fact that somebody who does have those opinions is making past Star Wars stuff in the past, timeline. So I don't mind that. But like Zathura, Lion King, he wouldn't go back and make another movie like Made until Chef, which is why I like Johnny Favs.
Oh, love Chef.
Johnny Favs, and I think it highlights in this movie as well, his ability to balance making whatever he wants that makes him happy and making whatever a studio needs from him. Elf has everything in it, but basically it's a really good story told well, but there's a lot of improv in it. He cut a lot of like the moments last because Will Ferrell's performance is insane.
And he's just going.
Let it happen. Yeah. So I do think that the shagginess of Made is in Elf, but there's also the claymation and the set design and the costume.
There's so much behind the scenes stuff that happened for that movie.
That would end up being like the North Pole and all that setup would probably be how he got Zathura. Zathura is probably how he got Iron Man, working with more practical and CGI mixing them together. But the look of the North Pole.
It's cool to see that evolution with his style and his ability to direct things and put them into one, because they took the exact costumes from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that stop motion, and like used that as the elf costumes and like how the North Pole would work and look, and the snowman and the other stop motion characters.
Yeah, but very Rankin and Bass.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was watching it's on YouTube, some behind the scenes stuff, really interesting. They had a few the cinematographers were talking, and then a few other kind of set people figuring out behind like the sets what they're going to look like. And they used a lot of forced perspective in that movie. And it was a lot of overnight stuff that they had to do where they were really crunched on time. And they were like, all right, we're just going to have to stay up all night, and then we'll shoot that day. And then all night again, we'll make a new set in one night, and then we'll shoot that day. And then it just kept going.
That's something I've noticed looking into his work. People love being on a Jon Favreau set.
Yeah.
He really cares about every aspect of it because he's always been interested in every aspect of filmmaking since he's joined into it. There's a show he used to have on IFC called Dinner for Five. It would be him at a restaurant, and then he would invite four other people within the business, whether they were actors or directors or whatever, and he would have a whole bunch of people, including his favorites. I don't think he ever had Vaughn on there except for one time, but he also had like Faison Love and a bunch of other people who he would work with consistently.
He's doing that now too with The Mandalorian.
Well, the chef show, actually. Ever since he made Chef, he went on Netflix.
Oh yes, he has a show now.
It's basically Dinner for Five, but with cooking.
Right.
So it's like...
And he has... I was saying he has one thing. He has a
thing with The Mandalorian. After every season, he's doing a round table with all the directors from that season.
Yeah.
Set design, production, everything.
That's something I've been very excited about in terms of wanting
pretty cool.
Finishing the first season to watch that, because I still have episodes. I still have a DVD, like one burned DVD of Dinner for Five episodes.
Ooh.
And I want to go back and watch them.
Go watch it.
I think you could probably find him on YouTube or somewhere else. But like, he would be kind of whatever. He mentioned some things. He'd be a little Hollywood sometimes. But people loved working with him. People loved talking with him. He cared about actors. And it's so interesting to see someone who cared about acting so much to write Swingers, which is basically an actor's movie, and Made, which is just a showcase for Vince Vaughn to talk and him to look stoic and cool, to start really focusing on camera work and practical effects and CGI and the technical aspect, but never lose his love of acting and what you can get in the moment of a performance, which is why Iron Man exists. Iron Man being so improvised, but also so detailed in how specific he wants the visuals to be,
right,
because he creates such a great environment. And, you know, to see what Will Ferrell could do in that role is exactly why it is what
it's
it
awesome.
Is.
Awesome. It's
especially
amazing.
Especially when you see that it could have been Jim Carrey.
Was it? Oh,
it
my
was
gosh.
Originally supposed to be Jim Carrey.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
It would have been amazing, but I think...
What?
There is a commitment that Will Ferrell has to this character that is unbelievable. And since I've been listening to Will Ferrell do his Ron Burgundy podcast, certainly his commitment to character is what makes things work, in my opinion. I remember James Caan saying, I took this role because my son thought it would be really funny for me to work with Will Ferrell, that I would go work with Will Ferrell and then come back and have amazing stories to tell about Will Ferrell. But he's like, Will Ferrell's just a regular dude. He's like one of the most normal people I've ever met. He just kind of sits there and does his thing on the set. I was committed to playing his character. He's like, this is kind of just, you know, boring. What I expected. I thought it was like being a weird guy joking all the time with Robin Williams, and he's like, nope, it was just a guy performing who happened to be a comedic actor. And
oh my gosh, it's hilarious. It's so funny.
It makes me feel like Ferrell had really believed in this and believed in the performance he was giving with Favreau, but he never wanted to come back, and has yet never said that he never will come back to Buddy.
No, I think it's good on its
own. They offered him a ton of money to come back for a sequel, and he refused.
Why not? I think he should make another one, for sure. There's no reason why he shouldn't.
Well,
he turned down $29 million to be an Elf 2.
I would have, I mean,
pocket change.
I think you can make an Elf 2. I honestly think you could.
I was going to mention that. I had a theory.
Because he suffered from horrible headaches throughout the filming of the movie from eating all the sugary foodstuffs.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I mean, we'll get into the story in a bit and some of that stuff in a while, but yeah, that sugary stuff has to suck. Yeah, he eats a lot.
I was thinking.
Also.
Hey,
Gary.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Hey, I have a question. Do you guys mind if we take all the posters and cut them into little characters and hang around the place?
Use the scratch paper.
We're using the posters you have in your room. The ones that were signed.
Hang on. You asked me and then you already did it?
Yeah. We thought you'd say yes.
What are you, 14?
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks. We enjoyed the movie there.
Oh my god.
Wow. He is.
That was the only thing I had left because Poppy sold all of my other stuff.
They must have found your hiding poster place.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Theo sent us something saying Ming the Elf is played by.
Yes, that's
oh
right.
Oh my god.
Yes. Ming the Elf is played by Ralphie from Christmas Story.
His name's Peter too? What
Peter
the heck?
Billingsley.
Yeah. Peter Billingsley.
Another famous Peter.
Peter? I do eat pumpkins. It's known that I do eat pumpkins. Yes. But I didn't ever
have one. I've seen you do it. I've seen you just pig out on a pumpkin in the break room. It's disgusting.
Have you just eaten straight out of a pumpkin?
Maybe. So I had a theory, all right? Mm. If there is an Elf 2, just hear me out.
First of all, let's tell them what the story of Elf is.
All right. So Elf is a story, fish out of water story. So as a baby, Buddy, who we know now is named Buddy, we don't know his name just yet. He's a baby. It's Christmas. He's in this little
orphanage.
There's a nun putting him to bed in a little cradle. All right.
Crib
cradle.
I'm gonna correct you the whole time.
And he sees Santa. Santa comes down the chimney and he's there. He's real. Santa is legitimately real. And he comes down and he's getting some cookies. And the little baby Buddy sucking on his little milk bottle. And he sees Santa's toy bag. Okay.
Gets
all up in that bag because he sees a little teddy bear. And then Santa's all done, wrapped up for the year, going to start next year. And he's telling all the elves it was a good year. You know, we got to prepare for Christmas again. Just round the clock. Doesn't stop. And then they hear baby noises and a little baby Buddy comes out of the bag. And all the elves are just standing there and it's super awkward. And they're like, what's his name? Is that a human? And he's like, oh my gosh. And then his diaper says Buddy Bunny's diapers or something like that.
Yeah, they know right away he's from the orphanage, and
they name him Buddy.
Oh gosh, what is his name? Was it who plays the dad? New something?
Mr. Elf.
It's Papa Elf.
Papa Elf.
Papa Elf's an elf, but I mean the actor. I forgot his name. It's New something. He had like two shows. It's one of these hilarious. Anyway, an elder elf goes, "I'll take that baby. I'll take the baby." And he just takes the baby and he raises it. And he raises it as his own.
And apparently, Buddy grew ages twice as fast as the elves do, which I never picked up until today when I watched it. He says you age twice as fast, but
wait a second. So that means if he's okay, first of all, he's 30 in the movie, which means he's 15
in Elf,
which means that woman was dating an underage child.
No, either way, there's like it just got me thinking.
She was dating a 50-year-old boy.
These are kids.
Mentally.
But they're aging like children.
No, I'm just talking about him. Not only that, he was raised in a world where you eat nothing but candy.
How is he not fat?
How is he not dead?
Christmas spirit. Anyway.
Oh, he probably has terrible, you know, advanced stage diabetes.
Even if you excuse all of the magical stuff while he's in the North Pole, when he gets to normal worlds, he should not enjoy all that sugar.
Christmas spirit.
He should still want to eat other stuff.
You're not picking up what I'm putting
down. I don't think that counts.
It's Christmas.
It really doesn't.
Wow. What are you, Scrooge?
I can't believe Zoe Deschanel dates a 15-year-old. Wow. Just got me here.
He gets 40 minutes of sleep each night.
Will Ferrell's amazing in this.
So he that happens, and Papa Elf finally tells him, because he starts catching on that he might not be an actual elf.
He's 15.
Oh, jeez. You're never going to let this one go. So Papa Elf is like, your dad is human, your parents are human, you're adopted. And he's all like, what? And he's really crushed and stuff. And then Papa Elf tells him that he needs to go to New York because that's where his dad is. So he goes and travels through the seven candy, I don't know.
Tell the story, not the whole movie.
But this is really interesting.
That's the synopsis.
No, this is the interesting part.
We already got a whole other story we're going to tell.
There's other lands there. There's other lands. Outside of the North Pole, there's the Candy Cane Forest. There's all these other things that, like, were 30 seconds of him just traveling through. I'm like, that's amazing. There's a whole forest
again,
of
candy all looks canes. Great. It all looks amazing.
It's so cool. I want to see that stuff bar. It's so cool. And then he talks about there's a South Pole elves towards the middle of the movie with a whole other situation happening. Okay, he gets there. He gets to New York and it's a fish out of water, all right? He's going around and he's just bugging people. He's doing what Buddy Elf does. But the best part... The best part is that was all just like, I think in a matter of a day or 2 days that they shot that. And half the people you see in those, like the fake Santa who's walking across the street, that's just a guy.
Yeah, they shot the montage of him in New York the last day of shooting.
They didn't have the budget to hire a bunch of people to just aimlessly walk around. So those are real people that he's just bugging and running around.
Also, I think Jon Favreau shooting things like Made and making really low budget indie stuff was like, and they waited till the very last day because he knew he could pick that stuff up in a day for fun, which is, again, a really smart idea by a guy who's trying to get the best out of his actors.
Will Ferrell caused several traffic accidents when he was walking through the Lincoln Tunnel in his elf outfit.
Yeah, because people were like, that's Will Ferrell in an elf outfit, and then they would crash their cars.
Oh no, that's horrible. Will.
So he ends up meeting his dad.
Just so you could laugh.
Just so we could laugh.
That's great. That's right. He meets his dad, and it's really weird, and his dad hates him because his dad's on the naughty list. He meets a bunch of other people.
One of the Corleones.
And he just starts going around, and he doesn't... His dad disowns him immediately.
It's only because I recently rewatched The Godfather again that's funny to me. But that's really funny.
Yeah, well, Sonny faked his death and then went into the witness protection program, became a book editor in New York.
I think it'd be funny if he survived that many bullets, but faking death is just as good. He really doesn't. I love how everyone at this book company really does talk like mob bosses. It's amazing. It's like, are you going to, I'm going to come in, you're going to.
There's an underground mob thing going on.
I don't know. It's a book.
You think makes books?
The mob?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, man. The mob's really... That's why I stopped reading.
Hey, you know...
yeah, what's up, Gary?
Hey, I got another question for you. Keith is back there crying again. This whole adoption thing, I got a question. Uh-huh. Do we have a dad?
I don't know.
No,
Short answer, I don't know.
I feel like that's the answer I would give too, and my heart breaks a little bit. Do we have a mom?
Yeah, I don't know her name.
I forgot you told us that. Wait, you don't know her name?
No, she never said her name.
That makes me trust you less. We have
her phone number.
No,
I have her phone number.
You have her phone number?
Yes, I have her phone number. Yes. We're gonna
tell Keith.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Hey, please don't touch any more of my stuff. I have left. Stop touching my. You're just licking your fingers.
You're fighting with a 14-year-old. I don't care about your authority.
That's fair. Okay.
You handled that poorly, dude.
Oh, you didn't even do anything. You just stood there.
I know.
All right. So Buddy the Elf gets rejected by his father from the mob, and he
calls a little person a dwarf.
That's
or an
way
elf.
Later.
That's pretty.
That's way later.
Oh, that's pretty disowned.
That's way later.
Are you saying the whole movie?
I'm saying the whole movie. So then he goes to the mall and he wreaks havoc in this mall. Okay. And that's where he meets the love interest, Zoe.
Deschanel.
And I love her character so much in this because she's just as awkward and like almost fish out of water as Buddy is. That's why they're so good for each other, because she's already feels out of place and uncomfortable with all of these people. And Buddy is the weirdest person in that room and she loves it. She relates to that guy more than any other person in that room. And she's in a mall.
I think looking back at their relationship.
That's love, dude.
He saw her and he thought she was hot. That's the first thing he noticed about her. The second is...
Well, yeah. It's a visual thing, man.
I think that she really does like him because she assumes right away he's a creep and is just going to do creepy things. But he constantly keeps doing something that is just nice. That's really all it is. He's just nice. And halfway through the film, actually, he beats up a Santa in front of her. He beats up a Santa in front of her after being nice and doing all the decorations and everything. After, literally, she sees him one day. He comes in when she's showering and terrifies her. Then beats up a Santa, and then the next time he sees her, he asks her out on a date, and she says yes. So right away, she likes him. She just genuinely likes him. Yeah. It's a movie, what are you going to do? I like Zooey Deschanel in this. She's playing against her type because she's usually known as like the quirky, sometimes manic pixie dream girl, sometimes just quirky girl.
She's awkward.
Ukulele, polka dot dresses, new girl, all that stuff. I think she's better than that, and I think a lot of her roles highlight that. I think it's interesting because Buddy is literally a manic pixie
dream guy.
And the thing about dream guy, he isn't like amazingly attractive like Natalie Portman in Garden State. I didn't even think he was 30. Like, the movie says he's 30, but he's 35 when he played this. I thought he was 40. I've always thought Will Ferrell looked 40 in Elf. Never understood it, but he's only 35. And she's got
to
be
pretty
like...
close to 30.
Dude, she's got to be like 24, 25, something like that. She can't be that old.
I don't know.
Luckily, he's 15, so it doesn't matter.
he's 15 in Elf.
But I love the fact that she's playing against the type that would be her pigeonhole for so long that she would eventually
own
and break out of. I don't think 500 Days of Summer is a manic pixie dream girl. I think Yes Man is a manic pixie dream girl.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I think her her band She and Him is good, but also a little twee. There's just something that she was borderline fighting against until New Girl, and then New Girl nailed it. New Girl's a great show. Everyone should watch it.
And everyone.
This. Mary Steenburgen is great. She would end up being the mom in Step Brothers.
Yeah.
James Caan is great. I feel like that kid's been in other stuff, but I don't know.
He looks so familiar. And you know what I don't want to do is look him up now because he's going to look old and it's going to ruin it.
Faison Love, and then Ed Asner as Santa Claus. And then half of, let's see, who is it? Andy Richter and Kyle Gass show up. Mm-hmm. Peter Dinklage is in this.
Yes!
It's such a good side cast. Anyway, he has a fight with his dad after Dinklage shows up. And then
goes to the mall. And then he thinks, one of the mall managers thinks that he's on staff because he's wearing his outfit, his elf outfit. So he's like, come here, get over here. That guy is hilarious. What's his name? Do you know that guy?
Faison Love.
He's so good.
I think he's dead.
Is he? No! Don't say things like that.
Well, you know, he was big. He was a big man.
Well, he was great. I love his facial expressions when Buddy just decked out the mall with the toys and everything and just made everything really Christmassy, and his facial expressions, his mouth is on the floor, just jaw open.
6 inches.
So good. So he's so funny. Everyone in this is so funny.
He squeaks around on the floor when he's walking over.
Yes.
He only has a few little moments, but he makes them all memorable.
Again, great.
And he tackles the Santa too. He totally just sideswipes T-bones the Santa into a bunch of Legos.
I love Faison Love. Yeah, he's a good friend of Jon Favreau's. Everyone is really great in this. Yeah. So he meets Faison Love, goes there, he meets the girl,
That's pretty much the gist of it.
Of that scene, yeah. And then he he doesn't have a place to go, meets the dad again. No.
He sleeps in the mall.
He sleeps in the mall. The next day, he has a moment with her. That's when they beat up Santa. Then he gets fired for it after getting sent to jail. That's where the dad has to pick him up.
He bails him out of jail.
Then they meet John Favreau, the doctor. He says, oh, he's just insane. You have to ease him into this. And then he takes him home. The picture should have been the hint, because he looks in a yearbook and he sees the picture of him and the ex. Yeah. Then he gets the card with the actual picture. Should have been the biggest hint.
Well, he was still in disbelief. Like, where did you get this?
But that's the point. The picture is that he should, the name and then the picture.
The dad's a moron.
He's not a moron. He's in denial. He's in denial. And then he lives with the family for a while. The wife, the new wife, and this
great
his new
lady.
Son.
So cool.
Again, Mary Steenburgen. We're talking Back to the Future 3. Stepbrothers. She's great. And they would get together as a family. Shenanigans would ensue, but then Buddy would go too far. James Caan kicks him out. The son's like, Buddy left. Caan is like, you know what? Screw it. Quits his job and they go looking for him. And it's at that moment that
Buddy... Well, you missed so much.
Doesn't matter.
That does.
I want people to watch it.
Yeah, they need to.
Or they already did. And then the ending happens and this is the most convenient thing of all. The thing that I have the hardest thing to realize is that he's on the bridge and that's when Santa starts to crash in New York, and then it becomes this whole, we have to save the sled, get everyone singing Christmas spirit thing.
Sure.
It is a great moment when he looks at him and he's like, you are an elf. You're the only elf I need right now. Do what you
He's the only
do.
Elf he has right now.
Well, also, he is an elf. He's saying, Santa's looking him in the face.
He's
saying,
not the elf that we deserve.
He's the elf we need. Batman.
Is that the Batman score that happens?
Yeah.
That didn't sound like it to me. The look on your face right now is so defeated.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, are you doing Justice League there?
Batman, it's Batman.
It sounds like Paddington.
Go away, Gary.
Okay, if it's not Paddington, you know, it also could be X-Men there.
No, X-Men something else. I don't know what's X-Men. How does X-Men go? That's the Batman.
Butter mist to all.
That's just Batman.
It's a butter mist song, you know. I just kind of wanted to see that. Said
go over there and.
Okay, then I'm gonna get out of here then.
I don't like that guy. I don't like him either.
It's a 14-year-old little brat.
And you're just like letting him walk over me.
Oh yeah, I mean, he sat in my chair. I didn't say anything. Anyway, he decides to help Santa with a sled.
Yeah, and he saves the day. What's the deal with the four horsemen of New York Park?
Watching it this time, I really loved
I always thought that there's like some inside joke in New York where it's like, oh yeah, those horse guys in the main park.
It's a really elaborate, really well done, kind of distasteful joke about police brutality.
Is that what that is?
The first time that the news reporter mentions him, she's like, these are the famed known horsemen.
Right. They have since like the
crazy
60s?
Tactics, especially since the 84. Oh, 84. They did something in 84. Right. And then the funny thing is they start coming.
Simon Garfunkel concert.
Yeah.
Simon Garfunkel.
And then that Simon happens. Garfunkel. And then Santa Claus sees them or hears them coming, and he knows them by name. And then Elf is like, what's their deal? And he goes, I put them on the naughty list,
so
and they've
good.
Never forgiven me.
It's so good.
Just stuff like that I think is really good.
It's so good.
And
I can't get over it.
I want to see that movie. Ed Asner dealing with these guys.
Yeah. So in the end, the Christmas spirit is back because Buddy's half-brother steals Santa's book because him and his dad go and find Buddy. And
that didn't do anything.
They find Buddy.
It was the singing.
Well, yeah, it was the scene, but
it
like
stalled people.
But it was so cute, like the little kids, like yes, like on the TV watching on the news as the kids, like hey, so and so wants
sweet.
It.
Those
it's
three people who got their name read really felt good
adorable.
About that moment.
It's
and then
adorable.
He rips into the newswoman's fiance because that's what she wanted. She cuts the camera, and the only thing that can be done is Deschanel gets on a sled and starts singing.
Yep, and everyone just stands there for a
starts
good couple
it.
Minutes
because
watching her
because it's a catchy song, you know. Santa Claus,
better watch out.
Santa. Stop it! I'm gonna
better
start singing.
Not cry.
So don't you do
not
it? I'm telling you. Why Santa
Claus is coming to town. Cut.
He sees you when he's sleeping because he's got a problem, y'all. He's seeing a bunch of therapists, but they don't do bull. Okay, I'm gonna stop there. Okay, it's getting really okay.
Your nose is bleeding.
Oh man,
you're right.
Woo,
man, you went all out.
Woo,
wow, it's really coming out. Here,
man.
Take this.
We should do that normally. Freestyles.
Yeah.
Oh, we do that, don't we?
No, don't take.
Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting things.
Yeah, now you know how it feels to get hit in the head so many times, like last time.
Anyway, I like Elf a lot.
He saves Christmas, and everyone is good. And in the end,
he's
they go
elf.
Back to the North Pole, and they raise a child, at least one child. And here's where my theory comes in. Here's my theory. The third act, Santa is on his sleigh, okay? The sleigh's not doing very well because the Christmas spirit's real low, and it runs on Christmas spirit. So, meanwhile, Zoe, her character, is singing around town and all that.
just in one spot.
He, yep, and with like 30 people, and he, and it somehow was, that like, helps. Well, it's also on TV, so other people are on there.
That does help. All right.
Also, anyway,
they almost decapitate James Caan.
Almost.
What's the singing? He should have sang.
Well, he did at the end. So they
barely saved
his life. If he wouldn't have sung, he would have died.
All of the
Santa would have mowed through all 30 people on camera.
Yep.
Oof. Anyway,
Santa Claus came to town.
Would he be on the naughty list?
No, he makes the list.
He writes the list. Okay, I'm getting to the point where he says he's getting too old for this. Yeah. Okay, so maybe there's a theory somewhere that I'm making up right now. Where maybe the reason that he let Buddy stay, of course he likes babies, but maybe he's... He said that. Papa Elf said that he likes babies.
The way he said that, though, because he likes babies.
Babies. What if Santa is grooming another human being to take his place as Santa Claus? I don't think
he's grooming.
No, shut up. Believe me.
Buddy, I think Buddy would make a great Santa after him, because I don't
know. Goes to the North Pole. Buddy has a wife now and a child. Mm-hmm. There could be like a, it could just be passing the baton. Like, let's your name remake, actually isn't Santa Claus, but you take the role. Remake
the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, but call it Elf 2 and starring Will Ferrell.
Okay.
With James Caan just kind of farting around.
Sold.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome? I want to watch an Elf 2.
Where Buddy is Santa, though. He's trying to learn to be Santa.
There's no other way to go. It's not Elf. It's called Santa. Elf 2 Santa
Claus. Elf 2 Santa Claus.
I'm taking notes.
All right.
Wait, are you just going to... Are you going to...
Honestly,
this is a real idea.
He can wipe this out. I don't care.
This isn't a whiteout. This is a new idea.
As long as you put this in your streaming service that totally exists.
Yes.
I think it can happen. I don't know. That's just my theory. I feel like it's pretty sound and you have to believe me.
I think everyone should see Elf. It's a great Christmas classic. It's a comedy classic, and it's become so in less than 20 years. So that's pretty, it's a lot like Mariah Carey's thing. That song she sang that everyone loves now. I'm sorry? Keith, is that you? You done decorating, Keith? Okay. You still sucking on that candy cane?
Yeah.
I can still see the dangling arms of what that candy used to be.
God, that's messed up.
Oh, that is crazy.
Because I need to use the bathroom and I don't know where it is.
I got a bucket over there in that corner.
I kind of want to use the bathroom because I've been using a bucket for weeks now.
Have you been drinking more Slurp Stop again?
No.
Because last time you had Slurp Stop here, you just wrecked the bathroom.
I'm going to poop the floor if you don't tell me where the bathroom
is. Okay, the bathroom is over there and to the right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go. Hurry up. Hurry up, Keith. I can see it. Oh, no.
He didn't make it.
He did not make it.
He did not make it.
Wow, Mappo's going to have to deal with that later.
And who's going to be touching Mappo?
Probably. Peter.
Probably.
Peter. Anyway. Elf is a Christmas classic. Elf is a Christmas classic. Everyone should see it.
What was that?
If you haven't already seen it, you should see it.
It was the face to the...
If you've already seen it,
there's some other behind the scenes stuff that I really want people to see, is the forced perspective. Like, a lot of that stuff is just forced perspective. The sets are small.
Okay, Lord of the Rings.
And the fact that they were able to just do it, like make a set in one night and then film it and then make another set the next night, and just like keep it going, it was really good. Really good, because the scene where Buddy is sitting on Papa Elf's lap,
mm-hmm.
they have forced perspective. They built this the bottom half of the chair, okay, which is like 10 feet closer to the camera. Mm-hmm. All right, they have a kid in, you know, the yellow tights, like the whole elf outfit, just from the waist down, and he's laying down, so you can't see the kids, the up part of the kid. You just see the legs coming from the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Ferrell is sitting on, looks like he's sitting on the kid, but there's like a plank there, so he's not crushing the child.
Yeah.
But then 10 feet back is Papa Elf. So it looks like when Buddy's sitting on him, Buddy is like the seam line from there. There's like little cool tricks like that, mm-hmm. where you, if you know what to look for, you can see it and it still looks so good, because that's the glory. Was it a digital? Did they use digital? They have used digital.
Digital
is very two-dimensional. Like, there's not a lot of depth. That's why film is, you can tell when it's film because you can see the depth and there's a look to the film too. But
it's hard to say in 2003, that's a blurred line as to when.
Yeah, that's why I don't know. But things aren't out of focus, so they have a wide lens, of course. But
Bob Newhart, he played his dad. Jesus.
Jesus played his dad?
No, Bob Newhart.
Jesus?
No, Bob Newhart played Jesus.
Right, in that one movie, yeah.
I would say when it comes to Elf, watching it this year as opposed to any other, it is really, we live in a place right now where there is a lot of snow, and that usually defines a lot of what
Who chose this, huh?
Christmas was, you chose this movie.
No, the snow. I didn't choose the not snow.
We just live in a place where the climate change will shift the weather and the climate. That's a Are you trying to fart?
No, it's just there's no way to get my aggression out other than a fart.
Oh, okay. Well, no fart came out, so.
You didn't hear it.
Yummy! So I would say when I was watching it this time and the lack of snow, going from
crush my heart
the world to the other, I was reminded of a few other movies. Probably the one that I saw recently, Love and Monsters. Remember when the guy is in the home with all of those people and all he does is cook a little bit and then he leaves to go on his own adventure? Very elfish.
Yeah.
Very much like the
elf. He's a fish out of water.
It is, but like the way they planned it out is very much like it.
That is really good. That's a good call. It's really close. That's a good call. Oh, and then we watched Jack Frost a couple nights ago.
That's right, the snowball fight.
The snowball fight with Jack Michael Keaton's snowman character, nightmarish snowman character, is like pretty much the same scene from Elf, but Elf took it from that movie. I said it backwards. Elf took it from there because it's straight up. I think Elf did it better.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. There's no logic.
Butter.
There's no logic to Jack Frost throwing the snowballs like that. But then also when he runs out of ammo, all he can do is just step inside and get more snow. But he doesn't.
I'm out of ammo. Where you gonna go?
They go out of their way to do something. That's really stupid.
Let's not talk about
an elf, he has, I wouldn't say that he's magical. He's just been trained by elves to go at their speed and just has the metabolism of someone who does that.
A Navy SEAL version of an elf.
Pretty much.
Of a human being mixed with an elf.
Yeah.
He's just top tier decorating and snowball fighting.
Bob Newhart, the father, reminded me of the father from Kung Fu Panda a lot. A lot.
Whoa.
I was watching and I was just like, oh, like when he says goodbye to him, it's very much.
Theo, come up with another theory for that.
To connect it to Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, connected to Kung Fu Panda.
My favorite.
Dang, let me say it.
Favorite moment. My favorite line by Buddy in the whole movie is the color line. Hello,
Buddy the Elf.
What's your favorite color?
Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
Always gets me. But watching it this time, the line that got me the most. There's a moment where he walks and sees the dad for the first time, and the secretary thinks he's a Christmas Graham guy. She's talking to the person on the phone, and she's like, "How many cats? You want me to declaw 8 cats? All right, send them
over." That's what she's saying?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this poor woman has to declaw 8 cats? And then she's just a happy secretary the rest of the movie. And I'm like, what happened with those cats? Are she okay?
I never noticed that.
The whole company sucks, except for her. She's the only
Amy Sedaris.
Yes, Amy Sedaris. Yeah, Strangers with Candy. It's Dave Sedaris' sister.
Everyone in this movie is top tier.
She's the only, like, company he works for sucks. She's the only character I felt bad for. And I was
He's gonna bring her to his company.
I do love Amy Sedaris.
When Buddy first walks in and she sees him and she smiles, she says, "Did Crumpet put you up to this?"
That's right.
Crumpet was the name of David Sedaris's elf name in his story, The Santaland Diaries. Because in real life, David Sedaris was an elf in a store, like, you know.
Really? I didn't know that.
Walmart.
David Sedaris' books are very funny.
Wow.
He's a really good writer. And again, Amy Sedaris has gotten to make her own books about housekeeping and manners. She also has her own show, Amy Sedaris, now about housekeeping manners. Amy Sedaris is great.
How are we going to do this, man?
We're going to first continue by rating Elf.
Dude,
5 out of 5 butter. 5 out of 5 butter here too. Deal?
Deal.
5 out of 5 from Theo as well. Theo, do you have actual criticisms? What was your thought of Elf? We never asked you.
Never will. No, just kidding.
You really didn't.
Good. So he gives it a 5 out of 5. Right,
I want to hear him.
Buddy's job in the North Pole is to change the batteries and the fire alarm.
That's not his job. That's just something he does for them.
Busy work.
It's one of his chores.
It's just something he does.
Where are you going with this?
No, it's something he does.
One of his chores, and they say that he does it with AAA batteries.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, almost every single fire alarm takes a 9-volt battery.
I'm sorry, Theo. First of all, they're elves. They have smaller fire alarms, so therefore they would need smaller batteries. And second of all, that's what you're hung up on?
Well, I mean, I'm sure Santa bought the fire alarm. He's a full-size person.
No, they produce... No, but they are for elves. They are for elf buildings. They're elves. They have smaller fire alarms.
They don't have smaller fires.
They do, because they have smaller buildings. Because they have smaller buildings. The roofs are small. They don't need something to take up. They don't need a full-sized fire alarm thing to take up most of their wall and or ceiling. It appropriates to the size of the building. You know? They have small chairs. They have small showers. They have small schools. Why would they have a fire alarm that actually is appropriate to the size of their world?
Do you think they have little baby fire trucks?
Yes, for the size of them. He is too big for their world. That's the point.
You make a good point. Do they have their own fire service?
Yes.
Fire engine?
or they use magic.
Oh, wow.
That what about great. Police? Do you think they have crime in the North Pole?
No, God, no, they don't have crime.
They're all on the good list.
They're all on the good list.
What are you talking
about? There's no crime there. They don't need, they're like one of those small cities on an island. They don't need a police force.
No, they're fine.
Any new person that comes onto shore, they know for a fact that's the person who did it.
Yeah. Yeah, you should get shot down.
Can't trust outsiders.
So that's what you felt about the movie, the fire alarm display.
No, I mean, there is the matter of Buddy's snowball throwing arm. I mean, I know he's sort of like converted to eating like a high sugar based diet.
And he's high on Christmas spirit.
He's been raised to go at their speed, and he's still not fast enough.
But I mean, like, what kind of? I mean, could he be like a pitcher? Does he have a lot of arm strength?
They don't play sports in the North Pole. They're too busy making toys year
basketball.
Round.
No, they play basketball.
Oh my God, they do play. Oh my God.
Yeah.
How do they have time to do that?
So
they have their own little baby basketball team.
He also would cut things really fast. He also digested sugar incredibly fast. Like, there are some things in here I have questions about in terms of his magic. Yeah, but how did you like?
He's got about 5 years to live. Let's face it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like you should be happy. He should be happy. He had a baby. Not while normal human
as long as he remains in the North Pole, he's safe.
He doesn't. He lives in the normal world.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He lives at the end of the movie, he goes back.
No, he visits from time to time. That's what he says.
They visit.
They don't live out there.
How is it going to be Santa if they just visit?
Of course, that hasn't happened yet. They haven't written that.
You no, write I, that. I have to figure it out now.
Yeah, I know you do. It's Santa dies.
You're right.
Will Ferrell has specifically said he does not want to do a sequel.
Well, it turns out they made a sequel anyway on NBC.
Spill the beans, man.
They made a
wait, Theo has to rate the movie.
It's a remake.
Theo has to rate the movie.
Actually, no, he has to tell us if he liked it. Did you like it? And then tell us
he
if
keeps avoiding it.
Keep avoiding it.
Stop avoiding.
You know, it's funny. It's got a solid.
You don't like Will Ferrell, do you? You don't like Will Ferrell, do you?
It was probably my favorite Will Ferrell. Well, this and Anchorman are probably my favorite Will Ferrell movies. I usually think he just goes too far and nobody kind of trims it. It's just too much improv. But yeah, it's fine. Chuckler, it's got a good cast. James Caan, Mary Steenburgen, and all the people we've mentioned. Excellent.
Do you think it's a Christmas comedy?
Why the interior design and the... Sorry?
I was going to say, do you think it's a Christmas comedy classic? I think it's a classic.
It's definitely on... It's in that list. It's one of the better of the Christmas comedies.
Butter.
Honestly, I don't really like Christmas movies, so...
Oh, you are a Scrooge.
You don't like you don't like Christmas movies?
It's a long story, man. It's a long story.
Not general.
Story.
I mean, our dad made us work over the holidays most of the time.
All the time.
I work for every holiday. You guys make me do the exact same thing.
We're not open today.
Well, yeah, that's just good business.
About
but
past year.
Oh, well, I didn't know you were here.
I know. I felt like that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Someone still had to project the movies. And you were.
But I mean, we were children.
No, this was like a couple. This is 2-3 years ago.
I'm sorry. That's as best as you're going to get.
Damn it. What a buddy.
We literally don't have money because Poppy owns
I want my
everything.
Time back.
Ask Poppy. I ain't your manager.
Poppy gives time?
I don't know.
Poppy is gone.
He's working on his plate. Don't disturb him when he's working on it.
Don't work. Don't. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. Well, I would give it a 5 out of 5. He gives it a 5 out of 5. And what would you rate your stupid opinion, Steve?
Easily.
Well, he's talking about batteries and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 4.5.
See?
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fair.
Out of what? Out of what?
5.
I thought there was a catch. I thought you were going to say out of 100.
I mean, yeah. Everyone
needs
something.
Like that today, but, you know.
It's a great movie, and I think it worked on those guys. I mean, yeah, they're making decorations, but I think it laid the groundwork for what we have to convince them, and we have to do the next step.
We gotta
call their mom.
We got to give the number.
It came in the note in the basket, apparently, that she left it with.
And then Poppy said he threw it out.
Yeah, he threw it out.
Do you have the number on your phone or something?
No, we have to like figure it out with them.
Beep, 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 boop.
Are you?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Do you have
the
number?
Effective phone call.
Okay, you're just making a sound effect with your mouth. All right, well, that's...
Yeah, I thought it'd be helpful.
That no, that's not. Wait. No.
You know, we decorated the place there.
Oh, you did.
We're all good. Okay. Movie's over. We decorated the place. Are we gonna celebrate Buttermas now?
We will. We're gonna hope so
because right after we're done, we're gonna start getting ready for Buttermas next year. As a Buttermas out, that's how we gotta do it.
That's 365 days from now.
I know. Gives us plenty of time to slow down and be meticulous about it.
Okay, Gary, I want you to go find Keith real quick.
That's right, little baby.
Yes.
Well, you told him we were adopted. Now he won't stop. I blame you. All three of you. It was kind of at the same time.
I thought you were adopted.
No, but the way you told us was very abrasive.
There's no other way to do it.
There was plenty of other ways to do it.
Well, you want me to wear a clown outfit and tell you?
What?
Exactly. Go find your brother. We gotta go figure out your mom's phone number.
I'm still thinking about that clown outfit thing. Jeez, you know, that's
okay.
Crazy.
Theo, I need you to do those sounds again. Do those sounds again.
Which ones?
The phone call sounds. I think you remembered the sound of the dial when we dialed the phone originally. So if we match that sound with the real sound, I think we can get her phone number.
I'll go into a meditative state. So you just, I'll just try and zone out, get into my memories, and
go to your memory bank. Go to your memory bank. Was that 7 digits here? This isn't Hollywood.
Oh, Keith, this is a lot of crap.
Gary, not now.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, okay. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, 7-3. Okay, what was the other one?
I was being sarcastic.
No. Okay, what's the real one then? You can't... This isn't the time to be sarcastic. I'm trying to figure out the phone number. You're not helping me. Go into your meditative memory bank state and pull it out.
Somebody called the mother at some point, didn't they? She was on the other episode.
Guys, maybe that was a commercial. That was a movie theater bros commercial that they sent.
Well, let me look through the desk.
Here. Oh, wait. I'll just hold on. I'll look up the theater brothers.
It was the movie brothers, house right? bros.
Movie
it was
house
the
brothers?
Movie house bros.
Oh, you're so smart.
I got the movie house bros.
So smart.
Movie.
Hey, you guys keep saying movie house bros?
Yes.
Yeah, here's the number for the movie house bros. Tell people about it.
How did you? What?
Yeah, it's our house. You know.
So you do know that you're adopted.
No, I just found it on me. You know, in our stuff.
Are you kidding me?
I'm a butterman, so.
Oh my god. Okay, fine. All right. 7. Okay. Good. I'll call him right now after the break. Oh. The real butter break. Help me out here. Somewhere.
You don't have to brand even the breaks. I mean.
Real butter.
We're taking a butter break for the
real butter. And we're back! No, we're not back.
Oh, sorry.
We have to go. We have to go. See, what
we'll be right back.
That's the way to do it.
Real butter.
Hey, y'all. It's Shoshana.
And Cubby.
And I'm going to give you some great holiday gift ideas from your local dollar store. And just in time for Buttermass.
Yay, I love Buttermass.
For your live-in boyfriend, get him a plastic popcorn bucket with the red and white stripes on it. You can even find some microwave popcorn and a movie from the bargain bins. My teddy likes his caramel crunch fiddle faddle, and I found a movie he's been talking about called Atlantic Rim. And I threw in Aliens vs. Avatars for a wild action sci-fi double feature. For your stepdaddy who loves his Oldsmobile Tornado, you can get a big yellow sponge, some Armor All car wash, and a California Crush air freshener, and just put it all in a bucket. It's sure to put a smile on his face.
That sounds great.
For your grandson, just out on work release, you can find him a certificate of achievement, you know, to help boost his confidence. And just get one of them old laundry baskets, fill it with some Tide Pods and shrimp-flavored ramen packets. It's sure to be a thrill. For your pet African gray parrot, get him a 5x7 wood picture frame that is painted gold so he can have a picture of you and doesn't attack your boyfriend's face when you go out. Maybe even a plastic 5x7 of your boyfriend's face, too, so he can attack that instead. Oh, and a package of peanuts, his favorite. For your little friend who is a cup and was brought to life with magical butter.
Oh, gosh!
They've got these 80-pack of flexi straws and an assortment of neon colors. You can also throw in an antacid tablet, because it's so adorable when he giggles.
Tickles!
For a live-in boyfriend's special brother, with needs beyond my understanding, I'm going to get him a magical butter dish. It looks like porcelain, but won't break because it's plastic. And also a certificate of achievement because he does a good job of not destroying the family business. Oh, stars! I almost forgot your best friend in Orlando. And this is a very rare find, my friends. Rare indeed. And if you persevere and look through every shelf, you will find the glorious 500-piece Flashdance puzzle. The best part is that it's a rectangle shape and lightweight for long-distance shipping. The dollar store is also great for wrapping paper. There's cute snowman paper, shiny silver paper, candy cane paper, polka dot paper, stripy paper, and even paper with little kittens all tangled up in the Christmas lights.
Little kittens!
Plus bows and ribbons and stickers.
Oh my goodness.
And don't forget the glitter. Throw a handful of glitter in every package.
Whee!
Phew. All that shopping and thinking about others really tires me out. So don't forget to treat yourself this Christmas. Or should I say, Buttermas. I'm getting me some black cherry bubble bath, black cherry scented candles to go with my latest black cherry flavored kombucha. Don't forget to try it this holiday season. 1 2-liter bottle for only $19.95. It's sure to make you the hit of any party. That's right. Shoshana's black cherry flavored kombucha. Taking orders now.
Bye, everybody.
Real
butter.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Mrs.?
Who is this?
Oh, this is. I'm sorry. This is Peter Theater and Alex, the projectionist here.
Hi, happy to be here.
We.
You got the wrong number.
No.
I think we got the right one.
You sound exactly the same as the lady we talked to a couple months ago, maybe a month ago. We have your sons.
I don't know who this is.
This is Peter Theater. We have your sons.
I'm happy to be here.
This isn't a hostage situation. We just have your sons.
You dropped your babies off at our theater.
Yeah. Keith and Gary.
We threw them into babies.
Yes, we
they
did.
Had them both. They were working. Gary and Keith. They were bringing home money, and now they're babies. I don't have time to raise them all over again. You take care of it.
That was an assumption on our part.
Yep, that's our bad. Sorry. We didn't mean to turn your kids into babies. Honestly, it was Poppy's fault. But let's not get into that.
It's a tiny popcorn in a closet with a talking mop. Sorry.
Let's not get into that. But.
They did it once.
Okay, they're teenagers now. They're just getting into their teens.
Yeah.
So they're not babies.
No way. I don't want them as teenagers.
They're 14 years old.
They're 14, lady. What's your name?
Last time they were 14, they burned the house down.
Oh my gosh. Geez.
Are they going to burn the Theater Brothers Theater down?
Okay, now I really want to get rid of them. How did they do that?
I mean,
boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. I suppose that had something to do with my cigarettes.
It's a really good way.
Whoa.
It sounds like you did it.
It sounds like you did that.
First of all, boys will be boys is a great way to excuse arson, but it also sounds like you did it.
Oh, jeez.
It sounds like you did it.
Also, please take your sons back, please. We don't want to take care of them. Well, they're not our kids. I feel like there's some legal...
I'm having a quiet house here for once.
Look, I understand that it would suck to raise babies, two of them, during a quarantine, but also they're not babies anymore. They stopped having any real butter, so they are growing fast.
They are growing fast. They're going to be adults pretty soon.
I don't know what you're talking about, all the science talk and everything, but...
I don't know if it's science.
I'm busy right now, okay?
Wait. We've got somebody here we'd like you to talk to and see
if you can figure this out. Why are you saying it like that?
She already knows they're here.
We have someone here to talk.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that they're talking 14-year-olds yet. We've told them that, but she doesn't know that. It'll be taken aback when she hears their voice.
She hears us arguing.
That's us. I'm talking about them.
Yeah, but she hears us talking about them right now.
That's not her listening to her own children.
No, she's listening to us right now talking about them.
If she hears her children's voices, she'll be more warm and accustomed.
Will you?
I'm making macaroni tonight.
Okay.
I'm gonna go get
the
guys.
She's a little too far gone here. All right. Hey, Keith and Gary, you want to come over here? We have someone on the phone. See, that's where you put the line.
Okay. You got someone on the phone there for butter, miss?
Your mom?
Shut up, Keith. I don't want to talk to her. Okay. Let's just talk to someone for butter, miss.
Yeah, it's someone on the phone. It's Mrs. It's your mom.
Mom, is that you?
Mom?
Oh God, she's keep sucking on that dead body. Mom!
What do you want?
I'm sorry.
Mommy.
I'm sorry, we're Butter Miss Elves, and apparently you are our mom. We don't know you, so we can't really miss you. And you seem like a nice lady over there cooking. What are you cooking over there?
It's macaroni night.
Macaroni night.
Wait, try that one more time.
Oh my gosh,
try that one more time.
Hey, Mom, what are you making over there?
Macaroni.
Is it cheesy macaroni, Mom?
It's what macaroni is.
I put all the powder in there. I got extra powder.
Wait a second. It's starting to all come back to me. We used to have macaroni nights with Mom.
I'm not there yet.
We used to watch Christmas movies with Mom.
I'm not there yet.
Mom, we used to watch Christmas movies.
Oh, I'm there. You did. Good.
Oh, gosh. Okay. He's sucking on the dead body of candy right now, Mom. Do you remember when we used to sit down and watch movies like Home Alone, you know?
I mean, that was when I took my naps, but I remember you guys, you used to watch the movies.
Oh, so you would play the movies to distract us while you napped, you know.
Hey, Mom?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom?
Hey.
Mom?
Hey, Keith?
What?
Yeah.
What? Neck? Go ask Mom first.
Do you miss us, Mom?
Hey, Keith?
What?
Yeah, she gave us away.
Oh.
Well.
Alex, don't laugh. Just let them talk to
your mom. It's complicated.
Well, you didn't want to raise babies. I heard you. I heard you out there. You said you didn't want to raise no babies.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Did you, did you give us away?
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith. What?
You asked for it.
Okay. What's our last name, Mom?
Yeah, it's Movie House.
I gotta interject here. Movie House partners, siblings. We were the Movie House siblings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We wanted to have a movie house like these chugs. Hey, I'm not a chug.
Yeah, we don't know what a chug is.
Hey, I'm not a chug. You're a chug.
A chug is a bad butt on myself.
Yeah, you 14-year-old turd.
The time of my life.
God, stop being a jerk all the time.
Best buttermiss ever.
And respect your mom on the phone, for one thing.
I don't need the respect, no.
Don't call, what did you call me?
I want cheesy macaroni, Ma.
Yeah, can we have some cheesy macaroni, Mama? Mama? Wait, Mom?
You do sound a bit nicer than you used to. That's a real plus.
Well, you know, I haven't had a mom in quite some time. Now that I know that I have one, I'd like to have a relationship with her, you know?
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Keith.
What?
I should ask you first.
Okay. Do you know the Muffin Man?
God.
Hey, Mom.
You know what? Let's take turns. You send your brother back. He sounds like he's got his wits together.
Okay. No, I've got my...
I think you're not quite done yet.
Are you talking about me or Keith? Always had a favorite, Ma. She always had a favorite. Even when we watched National Lampoon's Vacation Christmas, you'd be like...
I swear to God, if you just keep doing that, you're going to drive me nuts.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah, hey, go ahead and ask Ma first. Oh, what about that movie Scrooged? We love that one too.
Mom? Hey, Mom?
Hey, Keith?
Yeah.
Okay, ask Mom first.
Okay. Do you find me annoying, Mom?
Oh.
Well, you remember we used to have a special room where you go.
Oh, God.
Down in the basement.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I remember that room real good. Hey, it's all coming back to me.
What do you cry all the time?
It's all coming back.
Suck on the
dick. It was your calm down room.
It was calm down room, Mary. We used to watch other movies, you know, other Christmas movies to calm you down. Oh, well, we watched, like I said, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation.
Those were good movies.
They were good movies. Scrooge, do you guys remember Scrooge there? They with Bill Murray, eh?
I like Bill Murray. You're fucking hella.
We watched Christmas Story, we watched Gremlins, a bunch of Christmas comedy classics, you
know? Oh, I remember Gremlins. Scary
there. Oh, yeah, when my mom killed all those gremlins in the kitchen, just like you, Ma. You used to kill animals in our kitchen all the time there.
No comment.
Okie doke. Then there was probably the time where we watched Home Alone and you'd leave us home alone while you slept. I consider that being home alone. You didn't wake up for hours, you know?
I remember that. Maybe.
I'm starting to remember all this stuff, too. You know, it's starting to come back to me. We ain't butter elves.
I don't think we are.
We ain't butter miss elves.
I don't think we are butter miss.
Oh, boy. We robbed this place, remember?
No.
We kicked these guys' butts.
Wait.
You filled their toilet with poopy.
Oh, not today. No, I did not today.
No, you missed today. You filled their floor with
poopy. I know I missed today.
I know. It was pretty funny, right? You still got some on you. Look. Hey, I got him again, Ma. I got him with the old poop on the shirt.
You two can come home, but you gotta promise to put away your criminal ways.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stop robbing people. We'll have a legitimate business, you know. Letitious, you know.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Mickey.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'll talk to Mom first.
Okay. I love you, Mom.
Oh, that's nice. You know what? I love you too, Ma.
Oh, I love her.
I love her too.
Guys, way to go.
We can both love her, eh?
Yeah, we can. We're both her children.
Oh, we can?
Yeah, it's possible.
Oh.
We're two separate entities. Our feelings are adjacent, but not necessarily connected.
Hey, Mom.
Kiki.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Keith.
I swear to God.
You go ahead and talk to Mom.
Hey, Mom.
What?
Do you love us, Mom?
Yeah, all right. Hurry up now. There's macaroni waiting for you.
Oh, macaroni, Ma.
Macaroni.
Is it cheesy macaroni, Ma?
Woo.
Yeah. You can have your own powder packets each.
Every Christmas, macaroni cheesy. Not macaroni. Turkey, no nothing. Just Christmas macaroni. I think we're going to come home. You know, we don't need to leave this place.
I got a lot of yard work waiting for you, so hurry up.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, did I just hear you guys say that you're going back to your parents?
You're getting out of here.
You're leaving?
Oh, yeah, we're going to go back home. Our mom's cool with us now. Yeah, Keith's going to cry over there. That thing right down your throat. That'll keep you from crying if you're choking. Good boy, Keith.
Yeah, that'll be hard for me.
I just want to get this straight here. So your last name is Movie House?
Oh, yeah, you know.
How is that spelled?
Oh, well, it's a German name. It's spelled MOOVIHAUS.
I'm not going to remember that.
Movie House, you know?
Right, so... Do you guys want to stay or
That's a perfectly normal name. I mean, what's your last name?
theater.
That's preposterous.
That's ridiculous.
Well, no, not movie house.
How dare you?
How dare I? How dare you, 14-year-old twerp?
Oh, wow, that hurts, you know.
Yeah, it does hurt. It hurts when you cut up all my movie posters,
well,
this
is a pretty insecure time in my life, you know. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've got feelings. So do I.
You know?
Bottle them down.
Oh, jeez.
Don't actually do that. You'll take it out on someone who doesn't deserve it.
This guy's yelling at me, you know. Keith, he was yelling at me, a big baby.
Oh, okay.
You were fine.
Do you guys want to stay for Poppy's Christmas Carol? Or do you want to go
Ma, why don't you send an Uber on over here, and then we'll just watch their little Christmas pageant stupid thing here, and we'll be over here as soon as possible.
You don't need a money. You can walk.
It's not that bad outside. I think we can probably handle it. You know, there is a pandemic, and we could run into someone who is sick with the COVIDius.
What's a pandemic?
Oh, my God.
It's a virus.
Make the macaroni, you know, I can't be walking all over the place.
Or is it cheesy? It's probably cheesy macaroni, man.
It's what macaroni is there,
cheesy
Gary.
Cheesy macaroni, ma?
Gary.
You can put pasta on there. Don't got to be no cheese on the macaroni.
Yeah, it's pasta, and it's cheese.
Well, you could put tomato sauce on the macaroni.
It's a sin there, Gary.
That is not a sin. That's a possibility. A it's a wheat noodle.
But that ain't macaroni.
I won't hear any more about it.
Okay, ma, I'm sorry. I love you. God, I hate that woman,
ma. You get your cheese packet, and you're happy with it.
Extra cheese packet, you said.
Ma.
Hey, Keith?
Yeah?
You know, go ahead and tell
ma. Get home before 6, or I'm going to lock the door.
Hey, ma.
What?
We're going to come home.
Ma. I love you. We're going to have some of that macaroni.
Yeah,
we're going to watch.
Get home before 6, or I'm going to lock the door. It's my nap time. I go to sleep.
Hey, ma.
Now.
Well,
hey,
if
ma.
If it's hey, Keith.
Hey, bye.
Ma.
Oh.
Ma.
Bye.
Keith. Ma.
Keith.
Ma.
Keith.
Yeah?
We should talk to Ma first. Go ahead.
Ma, I think she hung up.
Oh, she hung up on us.
Yeah, she hung up, guys. But now you have been reunited with your mom. And now you're going to go home, and everything's going to be fine.
While you're talking to your mom, I packed up all your stuff, so, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, dear, I guess. I mean, you're pretty adamant about that. You really want us to go?
Well, do you want... Hang on. It's not quite 6 o'clock yet. We might have time for you guys to stay and watch Poppy's play.
Yeah, you can watch the stupid pageant if you want.
Is it a pageant? Is that what you call pageants?
It's a pageant. It's a pageant tree. There's pageantry involved.
There's trees in this play?
No, pageant
tree. I don't understand a single thing you're saying.
Okay, all right.
I think now we should just get ready for Poppy's play. I'm not calling it a pageant.
It's a pageant.
Isn't a pageant what you do when you get all dressed up and then
it's
you start dancing?
Pageant. It's a beauty pageant. This is a Christmas pageant, which means involved with the pageantry is a play. It's celebration involved. It's a play.
All right. I guess we're just going to have to watch them get started. It looks like they're doing the play in a popper, which is very adorable.
It looks great, but I mean,
gotta say,
are they going to turn it on?
The lights are on.
That's a small window before things get real hot in there.
Yeah. I guess we'll be right back on the Real Butter Buttercast.
We'll be right back with us.
Tune in for a... Stop. I don't know if it's a pageant,
man. Pageantry?
Tune in for a pageant of trees.
Real Butter. Thank you, everyone, for coming to my pageant.
Who's pageant C?
Okay,
whatever. Hello, I'm talking to you. Shut up. This is I, Scrooge. We are going to perform Scrooge, and it's not Scrooge. I made that correction.
You're making Bill Murray's Scrooge or Christmas Carol? I'm just saying.
Which one is it?
Well, they're the same story, but they're
not. I thought we were going to call it the Buttermiss Carol.
Not now, dude.
You love interrupting.
I'm so sorry.
This is Scrooge Christmas Carol.
Good enough.
Mine was called Buttermiss.
Buttermiss Christmas Scrooge Carol.
Okay.
Everyone shut up. Buttermiss Christmas Stooge Carol. We'll start now. Thank you for everyone for waiting and coming. We will begin, so I do not want to hear a single peep from anyone.
The popper looks great, by the way.
Shut up! Okay. I just gotta say, don't say anything.
Popper looks great, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, Poppy, you gotta just don't turn the popper on, because it's gonna get real hot real soon.
We've already turned it on. All right, let's get this ball rolling, everyone. And start. Is that how directors say start during a play?
Hey, action.
Action!
Don't say anything during a play, it just starts.
Really?
Yes, it's a play. People would hear them say.
It's okay, Poppy, just keep going.
Just keep going. You got it.
Okay, and see.
Okay, I'm ready.
Alright, here I am, just counting at my counting job.
Yeah, I'm your employee, Bob Cratchit.
You don't say your name. Stick to the script!
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not real good at reading. It's kind of like your handwriting's a little, like an acquired taste. Anyway, Mr. Scrooge, do you have any plans for Christmas?
No, I do not have any plans for Christmas. Buttermiss, it's Buttermiss! Shut up, Alex, I don't need you telling me what to do!
Sorry, I'm enjoying it so far.
Shut up! This is...
Okay, yeah, Yeah, I'm fine. I'm totally fine working in your counting house with you on Bottlemas Eve, but I thought maybe I could leave a little early tonight to be with my son, Tiny Tim.
No. No, you can't.
Yeah?
No. You're gonna stay here. You're gonna work all night, you stupid idiot. That's what you deserve.
You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry. I'll just keep counting the things that we're counting now.
Ragnar's here.
Oh, wait.
Ragnar here, play Fred.
Okay,
I'm Fred now.
You don't have to announce who you're playing, but people are gonna know who
you're... Ragnar's Fred!
Oh, yeah, just stick to the script!
You're Scrooge!
I know, it's
you. I'm here to get Bob Cratchit and take him to my party. Scrooge, you want to come to party? It sounds like you want to come.
Good day, Fred. It's good to see you.
Hello, Bob.
I have to go. I can't be around you anymore.
Scrooge, why are you so humbug about all this?
Because I hate Buttermiths.
But Buttermiths is for all to enjoy.
Bob, shut up.
Okay, well, Bob and I are going to go and enjoy our Buttermiths party without you, but you are invited to come at any time, Scrooge.
Just make sure to finish the job, okay?
Oh, wow, that is... I'm here to pick him up. Bob, I guess I sit here and wait for Bob to work?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Bob.
What can't Bob... Oh, God, that's really mean. All right. Yeah. We'll make sure Bob is finished, so
I'm going to bed now.
Okay,
Scrooge. Shut up.
Bye-bye, Scrooge.
Shut up.
Bye, Poppy.
Shut up.
Bye, Poppy.
I'm not Poppy. Scrooge. I am Scrooge.
Love you.
No, Fred doesn't say that. Stick to the script. All right, here I go. Up to bed. I am so...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Stop counting. That's not what the actual job is, right? What do accountants do? Do they just count?
Is anybody else really hot in here?
No, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Okay, Cuppy.
No, it's Cuppy. Cuppy. It's supposed to be cold in his office. Cuppy. He doesn't
Cuppy.
Want to put extra cold on
Cuppy.
His
Cuppy.
Hey, Puppy.
Sorry!
Cuppy.
Hey, Puppy.
Shut up, now!
Okay, you talk to Cuppy.
Okay, Cuppy. What you need to do is you're gonna keep counting, but you're gonna fade away. So when I go upstairs, it's gonna seem like you start to disappear.
Like this! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. He's really good at that.
Okay.
Thank you!
Okay, so you're gonna do that, and the scene's gonna change to
it's
me...
It's really hot in here!
Yes, I need to shut up! The scene's gonna change to me sleeping, okay? So that's your job, okay? From the top... Action!
Okay, 17, 18, 19, 20,
21,
22,
23! Okay, here I go to bed. That was really good, Cuppy. Good job. Here I go to bed. I am so tired.
Hey, wake up!
Oh, jeez!
It's Mabo, Miley! Yep. I'm your old friend who's dead in a ghost, and I've come to visit you on the eve of Buttermas!
Okay, for what?
I'm here to let you know that three other ghosts are coming to visit you.
Okay.
A ghost of Christmas past, a ghost of Christmas present, and a ghost of Christmas of the future.
I don't care, shut up, I'm going back to bed.
All right, I'll just quickly get to the point then. I am here to tell you that these ghosts are here to change your ways.
Whatever.
So if you nap, Puppy, you will be like me, covered in chains and money boxes and butter things and other butter mists acquired.
Okay, I'm going to... Oh, jeez.
You're not afraid? You're not afraid of the end you may meet? Just like Marley? Mappo? Marley?
Actually, I'm really hot.
It is quite hot in here.
Yeah, it's
Mappo's
really
only
crazy.
Got his head in, but Mappo's getting quite sweaty.
All right, I'm going
Marley,
back. Stick to the script.
My name is Bob Marley.
Everything's fine. Your name isn't Bob Marley.
Oh, everything will be all right.
No, that's just a song that Bob Marley did.
Every little thing will be all right.
It's a good song.
Three ghosts will visit you.
Yeah, I got it.
And you better be a friend of them.
Whatever.
Merry Buttermas all. I'm going to
cut out
Keith's disgusting message.
Stick to the script. Oh, it's hot. Oh. All right, here I go. Back to bed. Every little thing is going to be all right. What's that? Oh, my gosh. Is that a ghost? Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Hello, ghost. Ghost, that's so cute, ghost.
Oh, sorry. I am the ghost of Christmas presents.
It's...
Elliot, speak up.
I'm...
Elliot!
This is the ghost of Christmas past!
Elliot, you're screwing up the script, okay? I don't want to rewrite it. I thought you wanted to do it. And it's not Christmas, it's Buttermas. You are the ghost, okay? The ghost of Buttermas past.
I am the ghost of Buttermas past. Ooh. I am going to show you your past and how it sucked.
Okay, just show me. Elliot, that's your cue. You gotta get up and you gotta show me my past.
Okay, in the middle of the night, I will do that.
Elliot, don't read the script.
Here is your past. Look how much it sucks.
Elliot, what was that? That was brilliant.
And how our scene changes to Scrooge's childhood in the boarding school.
Why you? Stop reading the script.
What?
Stop reading the script.
I'm one of the friends of Scrooge at school. Scrooge, would you let you play with us kids at recess?
Well,
okay, you do homework then, like little twerp.
Okay, I don't care.
No one likes you.
You're a nerd.
Wow, no one likes you, Poppy. I mean, Scrooge.
Scrooge.
It's Scrooge. Just stick to me. The script is really hot in
here. It's really hot in here.
It's really hot.
Ragnar is really hot.
Keep it going. Just keep it going, next scene.
As I'm looking down on the set, it kind of looks like it's smoking a little bit.
It's fine, just stick to the script.
Poppy, are you sure you want to keep going? It looks like
changes to an office party.
All right.
And during Scrooge's young adulthood.
Hello.
His boss, Mr. Fezziwig.
I am Brom. I am Fezziwig. I play boss to...
You don't have to say who you are.
I'm here to enjoy party with Fred, with Bob, and with Elf Scrooge. We sit here and make jokes about Scrooge's sulkiness. Scrooge not good, man. Scrooge don't pay well. Scrooge does not think of those that are Disney franchise.
Let's move along here.
The proletariat will be against him.
Skip a little bit. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm
working really hard on this. Come acting coach.
You're not really doing a good job. He's
okay, that's pretty harsh criticism.
It's too close to what I
are
actually
you also
do?
Quite hot in here? Brahma's wings are very hot.
Just forget that it's happening.
I feel like skin getting extra leathery.
I'm getting my head. Not that high.
Is Mopo there?
It's Mopo. I see him above me, but he is also, he's very dizzy.
It's really hot.
Very hot in here.
Is that smoke?
Hey guys, I think the popper's on fire.
I actually think the popper's...
Ragnar's coat!
Oh, fire! Oh, it's on fire!
Ragnar's on fire!
Mopo, where could you at?
Oh my god, someone get a fire extinguisher!
I got it. Everything's fine, guys.
Peter, get the fire extinguisher!
It's just a little fire, guys.
Get the fire extinguisher!
I have it in my hand!
Yeah, it's a fire extinguisher!
I got it, I'll extinguish the fire!
Yeah,
it's
a
everyone
fire
get out of the way or else you're gonna get extinguished!
I think this is really hard! Marco, get back here!
One popper we had.
Everything is free now.
Oh, the fire's out. I put it out. The fire is out. It's
call
fine.
Gratitas
call
on fire.
Every remain calm. Right, everything is fine.
Bless us, everyone.
Do it one more time.
Plus it's butter, miss.
I'm sorry. That part was at the end.
Just
skip the page.
The page doesn't matter. We lost the pages in the fire. Just do the last line. Just do it.
I got the whole script. Do you want me to do the rest of it?
No,
Ragnar just wants last line.
Cut. Just do the last line.
You can't cut and play.
What? Okay, so let me see. So you went back in time.
I told you, just skip it. Skip it.
And you, sorry. Oh, well, this is about you learning your lesson about Christmas. And
the last. It doesn't matter. The play is ruined. Just do the last line. Just your last line to say it.
Why, it's Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
It's Buttermiss. Buttermiss Cuppy.
Idiot. I ruined it.
It's fine. Just don't cry. Just don't cry.
Cuppy is very hard on self. Cuppy needs to loosen up. Okay, Brom is out of here.
Guys, don't go.
Brom is gone.
Poppy, that was a good play.
It was
good job. I know something bad happened, but hey, you can redo this play next year or something else.
I'm going to redo it as soon as possible. You guys will see. You'll all see how good I am at making pageants.
It's fine. Poppy, yeah? It's okay. Poppy's walking away.
Okay. Well, everyone, I just want to wish you a very happy Buttermiss. Very happy holidays.
One and all. All in one.
Everyone, whatever you celebrate, just remember that.
All for one and one for all.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going? Going to that dark, what are you going to that dark room for?
No reason.
Huh. I guess he said he'll be right back.
Well, I will also be right back.
Well, if you guys are going to be right back, you know what? I think I'm going to be
right back. I'm going to be left front.
Nope.
Merry Buttermas.
Merry Buttermas, everyone.
Poppy, I think we got it.
Okay, what?
I know your pageant didn't go well, and I know that everything burned down and didn't go well, but we want to cheer you up.
We think we got the song.
We got it this time.
We think we got it.
No one inspired it, no Animal Collective. In fact, I would say any inspiration, we went back to the old days, the kind of Nat King Cole.
Good, because the one before that was horrible.
Everyone's a critic. Okay, that's fine.
It wasn't that bad.
It was horrible!
I mean, it was a little... I like
bad? It. Was
I
a little it. Bad?
Okay, I didn't say that.
Is that what you want
to
say?
No, I was...
Say what you want to say.
I liked it.
Say what you want to say. Do what
no,
you
no,
want.
No, 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 okay. Shut up.
Living Color.
Not that one. Okay. Do the original song. What's it called?
The one a Buttermas Carol.
It's a Buttermas Carol.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to do it?
We are.
All right. And one, and a two, and a one, two, and a two. Do 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 So you decide to go to a show. Buttermas around the screen. No one is talking at all. You gotta listen. The movie keeps the families together while the candy and the crew counts the money inside. Buttermas. Consumerism, selling things like candy and drinks. We make this money so families don't have to talk. They just look at the screen. But for us at the Theater Brothers Theater, it's always meant warm times of cheer. For we laugh and cry, think about all the candy that died as soon as we make them here. So now that everyone's at home and they can't go to the theater, they stay at home and talk instead. Relationships have gotten stronger, the laughing's getting longer, no more fighting around the bend. It's business as usual. Everyone is just like us. And Buttermas, the true meaning is shared by all. Let's laugh and cuddle and share and joy and talk and fart. I mean, not that. Buttermas for everyone now. Nobody's ignoring themselves and their families. Instead, they're sitting at home and they're talking some more, enjoying their company, just like us at the theater, enjoying their company, just like the candy at the enjoying our company. Buttermas, Merry Buttermas, we have fun, take your money, you run, then you go home, enjoy what we all enjoy too, but you need the Buttermas, me and you. How's that, Poppy? It's about how we take their money, it's about how we enjoy the money afterwards. And now everyone's enjoying their lives the way we enjoy it. Buttermas is shared by all. And maybe we watch some movies in the meantime. Christmas movies. Or The Thing that's in winter. Hateful Eight. Let the Right One In. Fargo. A Simple... No, these are... I'm sorry, this could be afterwards. After Buttermas. Yeah.
After Buttermas, we're all together. After Buttermas, whatever weather. After Buttermas, we'll do our own thing. But it's Buttermas right now. It's Buttermas, it's Buttermas right now. It's Buttermas, it's Buttermas right now. It's Buttermas, Buttermas. This time is for everyone.
How was that, Puppy? Did you like it?
Thank you.
Don't bring me down. Down, 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 down.
Woohoo! Bring it again. See, It's a Wonderful Life is not funny.
Don't bring me down.
Miracle on 34th Street is not funny.
Take it away!
Let's see, Shop Around the Corner.
What is? Don't bring me down!
Are you recording?
That's it!